Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by the Vacation Planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And if you want top-notch service and the best value for your vacation dollar, visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. Also brought to you by All-Star Vacation Homes, who offer you the highest quality in either a vacation home or condo. Hospitality has a new name, and it's All-Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at www.allstarvacationhomes.com.
This is Tammy, and I'm from Trenton, New Jersey, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 177 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today. And with me on the show, ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, how are you?
Almost, Mike. It's McLean, but almost. That was very good articulation before. How are you today?
Good. It's June, right?
Is it?
I think.
I don't know. I'm in podcast oblivion. I don't know when it is, when we're recording. But always happy to be here with you. You ready for a shout-out?
Ready.
Okay. It is to a fellow New Englander. At least she was running in New England, and her name is Megan Bouchard. And she was doing the Vermont City Marathon, but as part of a relay. So that sounds pretty cool. I bet it was beautiful in Vermont to run.
Yes, it was.
I love Vermont.
Vermont's very nice. Mm-hmm. So does the Green Mountain State.
Is it? Thank you.
Yes.
What does Vermont mean?
Vermont means there's mountains there.
It means Green Mountain.
Green's Mountain. Anyways, one of the things we like about the questions that all of you send in, that from time to time, there is always a question that will spawn a topic show. And that just happened to happen with a question that came from Elise Jones, and I'm going to let Michelle read the question and explain what this topic show is all about.
Sure. So I have a question for you, because we were talking about this before. Did you think about this on your own, or did Elise get this, get you thinking about this?
I don't
it's
recall
completely
seeing,
separate?
I really don't recall seeing it, but it might have been something that I might have read, but okay. You know, let's give her credit.
All right. Elise Jones, thank you for sending in this question. She says, I've run two races at Walt Disney World, planning a third, and my Disney trips are always to Florida. I've been throwing around the idea of tackling the Coast to Coast Challenge and run the Disneyland Half Marathon in 2015. Is this race setup similar in California to the setup in Florida in terms of transportation to races, or do you have to provide your own transportation? Is it best to stay on site at the Disneyland Hotel or off site? What are the biggest differences in running Disneyland versus Walt Disney World? Does that sound like a show topic or what? I say yes. Okay, so Elise, we thought this would be a great topic because we know that there are other people who are considering getting their coast to coast. And most of our friends, I think, usually run Walt Disney World. We do have friends who stick to Disneyland, but we've done both, so we can help you. So how are we going to start? Mike, you want to talk about arrival?
I think that would be the first thing to talk about.
All right, the first thing to consider is that you have at least two airport choices, unlike Orlando, where you're mostly going to be flying into MCO, to Orlando International Airport, or you might fly to Tampa, but that's far away. But in Anaheim, you have the LAX, the Los Angeles Airport, that you could fly to, or you could fly into John Wayne Airport, which is what I usually fly into since I do Southwest. So you have at least two choices. There may even be more. I don't know. So that's one choice. What else, Mike?
Well, there is a lot of traffic in LA, and I know there's a lot of traffic in Orlando too, but there are people who prefer
it's like
to,
two different things.
Yeah,
so
it's an option to either rent a car, rent a town car, limo, or even take Magical Express when you go to an Orlando Run Disney event. You don't have that option in Anaheim in California. Instead, you have to secure, rent, arrange for a shuttle to take you from the airport to the hotels. There's no Magical Express, so you need to think about that.
Now, in March, I actually spent just 1 or 2 days. I spent a night at the Grand California, and so I have taken the shuttle, which works really well, and I did actually drive my car to the Grand California, and I was charged parking. So that's something to consider, too. So you have to pay for parking if you drive your car there. But there is parking there, or you can do valet.
Another change in California is that, unlike Orlando, you don't have 11, 12, 13, or how many resorts to choose from where you are staying.
On property.
You have very few. You have, I believe, three, Michelle?
Three choices,
yeah.
Yep.
Disneyland Hotel. You have the Grand Californian, and you have
Paradise Pier.
Mm-hmm. So there are other hotels around. They're called Good Neighbor Hotels, and you can stay at them. You know, Michelle and I have stayed both on the property and off the property. But you need to know that there aren't that many rooms on property rooms, so that you really need to check on that. And my suggestion would be to talk to your vacation planner, your travel agent, and see what he or she can do for you.
I wanted to add a few things. So if we're going in terms of price, the Grand Californian, which looks a lot like the Wilderness Lodge or the Animal Kingdom Lodge, must have been the same architect, that is the highest price hotel. Next is the Disneyland Hotel, which is a convention center too, and that is where you're going to find the expo for the races, and that's where the races start near there. And Paradise Pier is the lowest amount. And those are all it's pretty expensive to stay on property there, but everything is close. You can walk to any park. You don't have to take a shuttle or anything from any of those parks. The Good Neighbor Hotels are very close by. I'm staying at one called the Candy Cane Inn when I go in August, and that is walkable. I think we also stayed in one, the Hilton, which is nearby. The Anaheim Convention Center is like right next door, so there are a lot of hotels nearby. One thing I wanted to mention, that if you book through a travel agent, for instance, I'm using MEI, they can help you with the Disneyland hotels, and they can also help you with the Good Neighbor hotels too. So they can book you in either one. They'll tell you which ones are close by. And if you are a Disney Vacation Club, you can use those points to book the Grand Californian. And you used to be able to do Paradise Pier, but I'm not sure you can still do it now.
One of the questions that Elise had was regarding transportation to the races. And if you are staying at a Disneyland, if you're staying at Disneyland, Paradise Pier, or the Grand Californian, you really don't you don't need it. It's about a 5 or 10 minute walk. And
you don't have to get up so super early to get to the races.
No.
You can just roll out of bed and get over there.
There are some, depending upon which hotel you are at, and you would check, there are buses arranged to pick up runners. So some of the Good Neighbor hotels will have those. I think most of them, if not all of them, will have them. So that would be something that would be available. When you do go, it's always good to check with the hotel, make sure you know when the buses will be there. When we were there for the Disneyland Dumbo Dare, we stayed off the property, and the bus driver said to us, you know, we really weren't prepared for all these people. So don't take anything for granted. Make sure that you know when the buses will start and be on that first bus. It's very important.
So, Mike, why would you stay off property?
Stay off property because you would probably save some money.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, and if I had the choice, and if I had available funds, and I didn't mind spending that much money, I would probably try the Grand Californian. But
it's great.
Everything is close by. Oh, everything is within walking distance. So
you can still go into the Grand Californian restaurants and things like that. So what else did you want to talk about?
Well, the difference, one of the differences that I think would be good for Elise and anyone else to know is that when you're running in Disneyland and when you're doing many of these races, with the exception of the Disneyland half marathon, you're running inside the parks more when you're on the property. When you're off the property, you know, obviously you're not running in the parks, but you're going to see more park time, especially with the lower races. When you get to the half marathons, it's going to be pretty different. But 5Ks and 10Ks, you will find you running through the parks, more in-park experience. So that's something that I think is good to know.
And the races are smaller. There's a smaller field. I'm not sure exactly how many numbers in a half marathon, but it's not 26,000.
Yes, I don't even think that it gets to 20,000, Michelle. I think it's probably between 14 and 17, I'm going to say. So there are fewer corrals. It still seems crowded when you're running, but there aren't that many people. So so that's something that should also be pointed out.
Mm-hmm. Just in terms of one of the differences between, I think the biggest difference between Disneyland and Disney World is that Disneyland, when it was made, there was not the intent, there was not the opportunity to have as much space as there is in Disney World, where it was this huge parcel of land, you know, the size of Manhattan. Disneyland is nestled right into neighborhoods and right next to other hotels, and everything is very, very close by. So that's a good thing in terms of you being able to walk everywhere. You can be at a good neighbor hotel or be on the property and get to everywhere you're going by walking. If you look at Disneyland and then California Adventure, kind of right next to it is Downtown Disney. You just walk right over to Downtown Disney. You could walk from park to Downtown Disney in probably 15-minute time, Mike?
I think so, yeah.
Like entrance to entrance to entrance. So it's very walkable. You're going to find that you'll be able to see a lot more. Mike is absolutely right, though. You do spend a lot more time running through the parks. You run through Disneyland, and you run through California Adventure, around Paradise Pier, and things like that. Mike, you want to talk about entertainment?
Well, I think that in a previous podcast we talked about, we answered a question regarding entertainment. You will see probably more entertainment in Florida than you would in Disneyland. It's not to say that you would not see good entertainment. You will see good entertainment, but you got to remember that it's going to be different kind of entertainment. For instance, when you are running in Orlando, you're always on Disney property, so you will always see, for the most part, Disney entertainment, characters, entertainers, musicians who are on the Disney payroll. When you are running a Disneyland race, a run Disney event, you will see entertainment, but when you're off the property, you're going to see off-the-property entertainment, high school bands, things like that. So just keep that in mind. You'll see also probably fewer character meets, character photo opportunities at a Run Disney event in California than you would in Orlando. Again, because you're limited to on the property, and if you had too many, then it would really kind of jam up the race. So they need to spread those out as much as possible.
I think we should also talk about the Expo, because the Expo is a whole different deal in Disneyland. One of the things that you'll want to consider is that the Expo space at the Disneyland Hotel is quite a bit smaller than at the ESPN Wide World of Sports in Orlando. So there are fewer vendors. There are different vendors. Some of them are different than, some of them just show up in Disneyland and you don't see them in Disney World. But the Expo space is on one side, and there is usually a store on the opposite side, and in the middle there's a little stage where they do the seminars and things like that. Where you actually start off is down below. You go down to the basement, and that's where you do your packet pickup and things like that. So you start off in a queue down below, then you work your way up to the Expo where you get your t-shirt and things like that. But it is much smaller. Now, Mike, I know we mentioned this on our Disneyland review last year, but do you want to talk about some of the issues that were at the race that we were at in terms of lines for the Expo?
Well, as Michelle had said, the expo space is small. Now, you don't have the number of people attending the expo in California as you will in see for the larger races in Orlando. But because that space is so small, because everything is so bunched up, you find yourself in a very, very long line just waiting to get to your area to pick up your bib. So you need a lot of patience when you go to California. And the other thing is that when you got to the expo, they allowed only so many people at a time in the expo. And it's just very, very different. Again, the space is smaller. There's fewer people, but it's still very, very crowded. So you have to be very, very careful. Be early. The best advice we can give you is be early. A lot of people are going to try to be early, but I can tell you that the earlier you are, the better off you are. Now, picking up your bib is important, and that's probably the most important thing to do. If you want to go to the expo after your race, you know, the expo is on for an extended period of time. So if you don't need anything at the expo, then I would say pick up your bib and do whatever you need.
But you're going to have to get your shirt at the back of the expo.
I know, but I mean, if you don't want to spend time there, and if you want to, because here's the other thing is that depending upon how long you're going to stay in California, you may not have that much park time.
So, right. So the nice thing about the expo being in the Disneyland Hotel and everything being walkable, unlike Florida where you might have to get on might be a whole half a day experience where you have to get on a bus from your resort, go over to ESPN, stand in the line to get your bib, it's a longer thing than get back on the bus. You could, if you're staying at the Disneyland Hotel, you could run down and get everything and maybe be done in an hour and have a lot more park time, don't you think?
I think so. It's true. It's again, one of the best aspects of doing a Run Disney event in California is that everything is close by. So that's a big plus.
So we should probably talk about tickets too, because tickets are a little different.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not part of the overall Run Disney experience, but everyone should know that there's no fast. As far as I know, there's no Fast Pass Plus out in California,
no.
And there's no Magic Band, so. You basically have to either buy your tickets online or you buy them when you're out there. So, and there's no discount if you're an annual pass holder. I don't know if there's a discount for DVC. Is there, Michelle?
Yes, there is. So this is what I did this year. I figured out, and maybe you could go on touringplans.com to figure this out, but I figured out, just like you, Elise, I'm getting a coast-to-coast, and I figured out how many days I would be in Disneyland. And it turned out for me, it made more sense to buy a Premier Pass. So to buy a pass that would cover my annual pass for Disneyland and Disney World. And it actually, I think it turned out to be 4 days was the magic number for it me to break even. And since I have, I was going in March for spring break for a day or two. And then also in August and then for Avengers, it was a no-brainer. So you can't get an annual pass, you know. I guess you could get a California annual pass, but you want to figure out if you're going to be at both parks, it might make sense to get a Premier, even though it's pretty expensive. But if you're going to be spending all that money on tickets, that's another thing to consider.
Again, not part of the Run Disney experience, but something that goes along with traveling that distance to a Disney theme park, because you're definitely going to be in the parks, at least I would think so, although a lot of people are not doing that as much as we have seen in the past. Finally, I think that we want to talk about the differences, Michelle, if you have someone going with you who wants to cheer you on, the difference between Orlando and Anaheim. The difference is that you can't cheer as much in California as you can in Orlando, because if you do a lot of running inside the parks, then people are not, guests are not allowed inside the parks. As you might see in like the Magic Kingdom for the halves and the fulls. So
Main Street USA is a lot shorter, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The cheering that you can do is along Downtown Disney.
Yep.
That's basically
yep.
where mm-hmm. you're going to do your cheering. And that's fine.
I think we had Dave Allen, our cheering expert, on, and he talked about some places where he was able to cheer maybe outside property. But inside property, I agree, Downtown Disney is where you're going to see more of the cheering. Or, you know, that's where it ends. That's where the race ends anyway.
So that's basically the differences between Run Disney events in California and Run Disney events in Orlando. The size of the venue is something to consider, and a few other things. Remember that Disneyland and Disney California Adventure is very, very small compared to Orlando.
So would you, I know you've run the race twice out there. Would you recommend that somebody who hasn't, like Elise, try to do it?
I think so. I think that there are two half marathons out there. And there are three.
Because now we have
Tinkerbell.
Right? We have the Disneyland half as part of the Dumbo Double Dare. And right. In November?
We have the Avengers.
Yes.
And who knows? There may be a fourth one hanging around. But we're not going to say what that one would be. But maybe we'll find out sooner or later. I think that from what we've heard, and we've just done the Disneyland half, that the other two may be better courses.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but just in terms of visiting Disneyland, don't you think it's a place that's, if you're a Disney fan, that you have to do it?
Yes. And I think doing more than just a half too, Michelle. I think doing the 10K, I think the 10K is a pretty cool
mm-hmm.
out there.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knows how I feel about 5Ks, but there's one 5K that I have not done yet, and I am thinking about possibly trying to do that maybe next year, and that would be the Tinkerbell
mm-hmm.
Half marathon and the 5K that accompanies it.
Just don't ask Mike about the size of the castle in Disneyland, but other than that, I find it very charming. It's a very charming place to run and to visit, so I definitely say.
There's something I can do with, at least, I don't know if I can still do it, but there's something I can do with the Sleeping Beauty Castle out there?
Yeah.
There's something I can do with that one that I can't do with the castle in the Magic Kingdom in Orlando, so that's the first thing that came to mind, and maybe...
Are you going
to
say, or just going to leave people
hanging? Maybe at some...
What are you
going to
do with a castle?
At some future Mickey Miles meet and greet, I may tell. If someone wants to come up and ask me, I'll tell you what it is. But
I know what it is. And,
I know what it is.
Really?
Anyways.
Okay.
Anyways, we want to thank Elise Jones for sending that message in, that question in. And it was something that we had actually been thinking about, and it's really nice to make sure that we cover topics that they're up on people's minds. So thanks again.
I love it when people come up with ideas for shows. It helps us because sometimes we the well runs dry, so we appreciate it.
And with that, we've run out of banter for this, as we say, New England, we say banter. We've run out of banter for this edition of the Mickey Mouse Podcast, and we want to thank everybody again for listening in. And so for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying... We will see you on the road. The Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by All Star Vacation Homes. If you are looking for the highest quality vacation home or condo for your next vacation in Walt Disney World, then you need to visit www.allstarvacationhomes.com, where hospitality has a new home. And by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, nobody, and I mean nobody, can give you better service and get more for your vacation dollar than the vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. So for your next Disney or non-Disney vacation, your first stop should be to go to meitravel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. for all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.